everybody. Welcome to a very special edition of Week 3. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
I'm Chad.
Oh, hey, you made it.
Thanks for making sure it was on the calendar this time.
Yeah, well, you know, mistakes happen. Mm-hmm. We got you into the podcast.
Yeah, eventually.
We got you in. I mean, yeah, we just forgot to turn off the recording equipment, but hey, I digress.
It counts. It counts.
Yeah. It counts.
Oh,
yeah.
I found the key that you left.
Yeah. So anyway.
Under the mat of somebody else's house.
It's called security.
Hey, the neighbors are nice. All right. So for those of you who read the title description, you know why you're here. For everyone else, welcome to the...
There's MasterCard.
I've lost track of how many years we've done this. Golden Justin Awards.
Hello.
Yay.
Why we named it the Golden Justin, I don't know. I think I wasn't here that day and was outvoted.
We thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
That was reason we've done most of the things on the show.
Fair enough.
Well, because
it was funny.
We specifically were rebelling against the crystal steamers again.
You know,
we were just getting ourselves into just a knot of bad news.
And we need a positive award, something that, you know, makes people smile. And we both looked at Justin and then we just went with it.
And we knew.
They looked at me and smiled.
Yeah.
He had just wet himself. You know?
Because now, if anything embodies the opposite of crystallized poo, it's yo.
Now, in years past, the show has had a different format each time because
we find it funny.
Much like we mentioned during the Deep Gift Guide, we've slept since then. So they're going to have a different format again. We're going to all kind of toss out our suggestions for each category, and then there will be one judge, the guy who is master of his domain.
E-man.
So for Justin, yes. For Justin, it would be comics. Me, it would be games. Chad, would be movies. So let's start in order. Comics.
Well, let's just kind of go... Tell you what, let's go in introduction order. So, Darren?
Yes. I've got only one suggestion this year for the Golden Justin Bookmark Award, and that's not a thing. Radiant Black, Legally Distinct Power Rangers. As you might remember, we coined that phrase, and honestly, Legally Distinct has become the Deep Cave's new catchphrase.
Yeah,
both on air and behind the scenes. But really, for me, it's just I picked up the third volume recently on Hoopla, and I for a book that I read once for a bit, and I had a laugh, and then I moved on. I have stayed with this title because it has just got its hooks in me. It is really good. It's charming, and it reminds me actually of Invincible from Image Comics.
Okay,
in that. It's a storyline following characters that I've never met before. It's not in an established universe that I'm familiar with, but it still has that kind of appeal to me, and it drew me in. So yeah, Radiant Black, Image Comics. You don't have to know any other Image comic characters to know it. Picked it up. That's my vote.
Okay. For me, I'm gonna go with I mean, really, Webtoons.
Okay.
It's a app-based webcomic platform.
Sure.
You can find independent comics on there, but they've also partnered with DC Comics for some and Marvel for some. And it started last year in 2021 with Batman The Wayne Family Adventures, which is a behind-the-scenes...
It's so great.
It is a behind-the-scenes look at the day-to-day life of Bruce Wayne and Dick and Tim and Jason and, you know, everybody. Sometimes they're in uniform, sometimes they're not. And it's a slice-of-life comic with Batman. And that's really good. But this year, they released three more. Vixen NYC, which introduces Vixen and kind of shows her origin stories. She's a lesser known character, but a good character. You've got Red Hood Outlaws, which follows Red Hood, Bizarro, and Artemis as they go on adventures. And it actually kind of makes Jason likable.
Ooh.
And the most recent one makes you feel a little bit of sympathy for Bizarro. Because in the comic... In his head, he thinks and speaks normally, but when it comes out its mouth, it's all jumbled up. It's you empathize with him.
Wow.
And they also released Zatanna and the Ripper, where Zatanna ends up back in late 1800s England around the time of Jack the Ripper. And so she's stuck in the past, trying to get home while also trying to solve this murder.
There's a Zatanna webtoon comic?
Yes, there is.
Okay, hold on a sec.
Yeah, well, yeah, you go to your happy place.
Hey, come back. We're not done yet.
Oh, I'm done. I'll be back.
Marvel also got into the game with an Eternals webtoons. So I think webtoons has been around for a while, but specifically the introduction of mainstream comic characters into this format that have nothing to do with the regular comics. You don't have to have a lot of background to read these. You know who Batman is? You're going to like the Wayne Family Adventures. End of story.
Well, and if I may add to that nomination, because it's a great nomination, Webtoons also does a form of the Guild Codex, which is a fantasy novel series that my wife and Justin's spouse are both really into. And my wife doesn't read comics, but she has stated multiple times that if they were to print these, she would buy it. She is super in. So, yeah, it's getting more people who might not read comics into them.
Exactly. And that was on my list. You just beat me to it. That's fine.
Sorry.
No worries. Merry Christmas. But, I mean, they have a ton of comics, both independent and big name people coming in and doing it. And, honestly, it's a nice repository because a lot of places that I would – a lot of things I would follow, like, on Instagram or whatever – are also on here, so it's just easier to find and easier to read. So webtoons as a whole, but specifically the addition of like Vixen NYC, Red Hood Outlaws, and Zatanna and the Ripper are my nominations for comics. Cool. Chad.
I've been really digging on World's Finest and Jurassic League.
World's Finest is good. Jurassic League is for me, but
no, it was good that it only lasted 6 issues.
That's fair.
Like it would not last longer, but as a dedicated micro or mini series, I was good with. I thought it was humorous.
Okay. Cool. All right.
And World's Finest was just a delight.
Oh my gosh, World's Finest is so good, and it's still good, mm-hmm. You know. All right, well.
I mean, I want to vote for myself because that's, you know, I got to go with Chad on this one, World's
Which one?
Finest and right. Jurassic League.
Oh, both of them.
Yes,
okay.
they get it's a tie.
Joint Justin's.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a conjoined Justin.
Conjoined Justin.
As opposed to a congested Justin, which is what I normally am.
That's fair. All right. Well.
Although I am putting the webtoon stuff on my phone to
it's so
go
good.
Check those out.
Yeah. It's really good. They are. Those
I didn't
are
even
all
know that was something that existed.
High quality. Wayne Family Adventures, the season one finale. Batman Takes a Day Off. Superman and Harley both think it's their job to fill in for him.
Oh my.
Yeah. So.
Well, then,
all right.
Then there's the one where Alfred takes a day off and Bruce has to cook.
Yeah. So that's a good start. All right. Well, I guess it's time to look at the Golden Justin nominees for games. And there were a lot of really good video games this year, but I'm going to include my nominations not just for games, but also game hardware, because my first nomination is the Steam Deck. This thing is a hoss. It is. You've heard me rant about it in a few different episodes. It's able to not just play current PC games at a really good clip, considering it's a handheld device at really good quality. I managed to get Red Dead 2 running on it not that long ago, and it looks just as good as it does on a TV, which is just astounding. But this thing is so versatile, it is literally a portable Linux computer. You can boot it to desktop mode, and then you can browse the web. You can run emulators. I've got Dreamcast games running on this thing. I've got GameCube games running on this thing. So, yes, Steam Deck is, and now it's actually where you don't have to like be put on a waiting list to order one. You can just get one now. So they've caught up with production. So yeah, Steam Deck, if you're a Switch owner specifically, or just someone who's been looking to get into PC gaming, but you don't want to have to deal with driver updates and all that jazz, or buy like a really expensive piece of hardware, the cheapest Steam Deck is $399, and it basically feels like you're rolling with a Switch Pro.
Nice.
So, yeah. Hmm. I would also recommend, I just wanted to look it up to make sure that these came out this year. There is a game that deserves a nomination, but I'm pretty sure Chad's going to nominate it, so I'm not going to.
Oh, Chad's going to nominate it.
Yeah. But my other two picks are Stray, which was from Annapurna Interactive.
Ooh.
Such a pretty game.
Really good Geek Cave plays on that one.
Really good Geek Cave plays, and kind of an emotional journey, too. Mm-hmm. The writing is well done, and it's amazing what they could accomplish with a main character that can't talk, but can meow. And giving me a meow button is the most dangerous thing you could have done. Also, another title from an indie developer, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge. Mm-hmm. This is the perfect Ninja Turtles game, I would argue. From a level of playability, from a level of, you know, jump in and just anyone can pick it up and play. A perfect homage to the original series. The difficulty does spike a bit at the end, but it kind of harkens back to all those old arcade games as well. So yeah, those would be my three nominees. The Steam Deck, Shredder's Revenge, and Stray.
Cool.
Justin. Laughter is never good.
Well, it's funny because two of my three nominations are your...
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's just, so I was going to nominate Stray,
mm-hmm.
Shredder's Revenge.
Okay, well, what were your reasonings for those two?
Well, just same thing. They're amazing games. They're fun games.
They're very pretty.
They're very pretty. And also Kirby Forgotten Realms.
Oh, Kirby and the Forgotten Land. Yeah, my wife is currently upstairs playing it as we speak, and that game keeps getting forgotten, including by me, but it is a very good game.
Well, it's in the title, you know.
Yeah. I love it when he eats the car. It's like a snake that tried to swallow something that's just a little bit too big.
You remember those reports of a boa constrictor swallowing a crocodile and they both die? And
yeah, kind of like that, yeah. Except Kirby will not die.
Mm.
It's so absurd and cute.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you, Justin. Chad?
You know what I want to say.
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
Say it.
God of War.
God of War, Ragnarok. Ragnarok. Yeah.
No, Chad. Hey. Chad. Say it.
God of War.
There you go. Now we know you mean it.
God of Five.
It makes for an excellent closing game if they decide to close the games.
Yeah.
Gee, that sounds familiar.
If they don't decide to close the games, we can talk for ages about where Kratos goes next. But honestly, whatever the next game is, this should still be the end of his story. Like, say they set the next one in Egypt or Mongolia. Or Mesoamerica, right? That has to take place between Greece and Scandinavia.
Hmm.
It's just too good as a close. Yeah.
I got myself into a real Sophie's Choice situation here.
Mm.
There's so many good nominees. Ragnarok is amazing. It is a splendid game.
It is a splendid game, and as much as I would love to see it,
yeah.
You know, when there is one of the nominees that has changed the way
yeah.
people are looking at gaming.
Right. Well, and I would just argue that, you know what I can do at the end of 2023? I can play God of War Ragnarok on my Steam Deck. Because Sony is releasing all their exclusives 1 year later on PC. And I can play Stray on my Steam Deck. I can play Shredder's Revenge on my Steam Deck. Yeah. I think we know where I'm going with this one.
Oh, yeah.
Stray.
Yeah.
The dedicated meow button changed meow. The game.
It was close.
You
it
get
close.
On a rug and you
do the scratches thing?
Yes.
I unlocked a trophy because like there's a DJ turntable, and if you do that, you actually like do the DJ remixing scratch thing. No, it's the Steam Deck. It's the Steam Deck, but man, it was close, and it hurts me not to choose either Stray or Ragnarok. And the only way I can do that and sleep at night is knowing that I can play one on my Steam Deck now, and the other one I'll play on my Steam Deck later. Movies.
Well,
all right.
You have the con.
I do have. Okay, so I haven't seen very many movies in theaters. Right?
Maybe it's not about the movie. Maybe it's about the movie industry.
Yeah, yeah. Gosh, I'm gonna throw something out that I don't know if either of you guys have seen it, and it might not even have come. I know it didn't come out this year. Arcane. It's on Netflix. Mm-mm. It is a TV series. It's an adaptation of League of Legends, but you don't need to know anything about League of Legends to watch it.
Okay.
And I don't want to spoil anything other than that. For a CGI animated show, it is quite possibly one of the best things I've seen on Netflix. So if you're into fantasy, if you're into D&D, I think that it's definitely worth a watch. Mm-hmm. So Arcane followed very, very, very closely by Wakanda Forever. It's Wakanda Forever is an emotional ride. Mm-hmm. And I know that like sometimes Marvel movies kind of get the Marvel bump when it comes to critical acclaim, stuff like that. For example, I liked Black Adam.
Mm-hmm.
I am not nominating Black Adam.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it, but Wakanda Forever is just a better movie.
Okay.
And it is a perfect send-off to Chadwick Boseman, a perfect setup to what comes next. So, yeah.
All right.
All right.
Justin?
All TV shows this time. So I've actually got Sandman, based on the Neil Gaiman comic book. Very well done. Ms. Marvel. And Obi-Wan.
Okay. Obi-Wan is very good. I can't believe I forgot
that. Obi-Wan is amazing. I loved it. It's a nice kind of fill in the blank from between the end of episode 3 and his reappearance in episode 4.
It's, oh my gosh,
it's just so well done. And of course, Ewan McGregor is chef's kiss.
Yeah.
Sandman, they got the world so right. And the nice thing about it is because a lot of the CGI happens in the dream world, it doesn't have to look perfect because it's a dream. So in, 20 more years when CGI is almost indistinguishable from real life, it's probably still going to look really good because it's decidedly not real.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And Ms. Marvel, they did a great job of capturing the character.
Oh, yeah, that was good, too.
Shows that don't require a Caucasian male is always good to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And, those three shows, they did it right.
Yeah, Ms. Marvel is probably my second favorite MCU property.
Mm-hmm.
Short of Hawkeye, as far as Disney Plus goes.
Yeah.
She-Hulk is also good. Again, not getting a nomination for me. But I do want to nominate the last two episodes of Book of Boba Fett because it was essentially Mandalorian 2.5.
Yeah.
Grogu gets an instant upvote from me every time.
All right. So, I was already thinking about the Wakanda Forever.
Yeah.
Just in terms of what it had to do when a main character of a universe, dies.
Right.
Then I remembered that I watched Werewolf by Night.
Yes!
Damn it, I forgot that too. What a wonderful year for streaming. Holy crap.
And Werewolf by Night managed to do in like 42 minutes what it took, what it took Thor 4 movies to do, which is to figure out a tone. I don't know most of what's going on in the world of Werewolf by Night, but I understood that story.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, it's very well done. Very well done.
But at the end of this, Sandman is getting the nod here. Sandman has taken an unfilmable property and somehow made it work.
Uh-huh. I got to watch it. I got to see it.
You do.
And all the rest of those, plus Andor, you know, there is some pushback on Andor. It's like, how can you watch Star Wars? There's no lightsabers.
That's not my problem with Andor.
But a lot of really good things. Sandman, man, it just works, and it shouldn't, but it does.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Cool. Well, there you go. The Golden Justin movie ticket edition going to Sandman.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
All right. Well, why don't you sound off? Let us know what you think. What do you think is the best game, movie, / TV, or book, / comic that you've read? You can do that on our Discord. It's at geekcavepodcast.com. Just click on the link. And we've got a Watch What coming up next week. Otherwise, hey, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Flying Spaghetti Monster Day, whatever you celebrate. And everyone is a geek for something.